you're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name is Imani.
And I'm Jonathan.
And today you're going to listen to a podcast about describing change.
Okay, you are now going to hear a text. And while you're listening, there are a couple of questions for you to focus on. Number one, what kind of policy solutions are being recommended at the individual level? And number two, what is the goal of shifting away from short-term thinking about climate change?
Although the scale of global climate change clearly requires dramatic action to restore the health of the environment, there are very few feasible quick-win policies that might have a real impact. National or international agreement on policies that could halt or reverse the trend of climate change has become increasingly difficult in recent years. In order to adapt to this barrier, many policy solutions have transitioned from the national level to the individual level, focusing on short-term actions such as tree planting, organic food, home energy use, and public transportation use. These ideas encourage individuals to participate in sustainable development by enhancing their local environment. By themselves, these actions cannot hope to diminish the effects of global climate change. However, it is likely that a groundswell of support for environmental activity will eventually help a worldwide shift away from short-term thinking and inspire elected officials to pursue broad, effective policies on climate change. Now you'll hear 9 phrases that will help you write about change. Our first word is to shift from. To shift means to change from one state or position to another. So as an example, you could say, the new policy shifted emphasis away from fighting inflation.
You can also have a second example, such as Latin America has shifted away from import substitution toward increasingly intense competition for foreign investment.
Or you could say, authorship has shifted away from government health offices and the medical field into the academic arena.
Harvey provided a general guide for a social work shift away from Western approaches to social work conceptualizations.
Another way to say to shift away from or to shift from is to transition from. So some examples of ways to use this include, the study suggested that rural adolescents contend with unique challenges in making the transition from high school to adult life.
Alternatively, figure 1 shows that after the initial transition from the recession of the 1990s, Russia began to follow South Korea's path of income after an 11-year lag. Let me also add that as well as transition from, we have transition to, with their inherent meanings as taken from the preposition. So if I transition from something, that's what I leave behind. And if I transition to something, that's what I'm heading toward.
So again, to shift from and to transition from.
Well, another word we have is to adjust to. This means to change something slightly to make it more suitable for a new set of conditions, or to make it work better, to become more familiar with, more comfortable with, and so on. For example, adjust your language to the age of your audience.
You could say it is important to adjust to the ever-changing market.
You could also say it can be difficult to adjust to being a parent.
It seems like it would not just be some slight changes, but some pretty major changes. You could say annual earnings across educational categories do not need to be adjusted for inflation.
So these are some examples of to adjust to.
Our next word is increasingly difficult, and this just describes something that becomes more challenging over time. Because it is increasingly difficult to become a college president without a doctorate, the themes covered in this chapter are essential to any serious consideration of leadership development.
The technological scarcity argument has become increasingly difficult to maintain as stations proliferate on cable and other broadcasting media.
Or you might say, thorough understanding is particularly difficult to achieve because of the volume of papers that have been published on the subject.
And you can say the lack of diplomatic relations makes it exceedingly difficult for Beijing and Seoul to negotiate agreements on legal protection for investment.
So see how in the examples that Jonathan used, you can use some different adjectives before difficult. So you can say particularly difficult, exceedingly difficult, increasingly difficult, or any other adverb before it. Again, that was increasingly difficult.
So another one we have is to adapt to. This just means to adapt to something, to change and become like something else, in order to make it suitable for a new use or situation. For example, we commonly use it in terms of adapting to our environment. Or another example, a large organization can be slow to adapt to change.
It could also refer to taking on new developments or shifting the way that you do something. For example, many of the efforts to adapt agriculture to climate change have focused on the development of biotech solutions.
Another one would be Israeli strategists will be forced to adapt to a new reality that runs against their very nature. The phrase to adapt to also has strong connotations when we're talking about biology, for example, evolution by natural selection. Organisms need to adapt to their environment in order to survive. So that can be a very strong collocation there.
Again, that's to adapt to. Our next word is sustainable. And sustainable describes something like development or growth, for example, that can continue or be continued for a long time.
The Commission envisions sustainable development as a pattern of development that would meet the needs of human communities today.
Many advocates of sustainable development recognize that a transition to global sustainability will require changes in human values, attitudes, and behaviors.
Alternatively, I might add, unfortunately, this level of output is not sustainable. We can also use sustainable in business to talk about a sustainable competitive advantage, which is a fairly common phrase and one of Porter's Five Forces, a famous business theorem.
And you can use it to refer to, I would say, the environmental movement in general. So you might refer to sustainable growth or sustainable agriculture or other things that could keep the environment going for a long time.
So that's the word sustainable in a few various uses. We have another phrase, to enhance, which means to increase or improve the quality of something, maybe the values or status of someone or something. For example, in order to succeed in online courses, students will develop or enhance time management skills crucial to academic and professional success.
Or increased levels of atmospheric CO2 enhance ecosystems' water use efficiency.
Another one, environmental variability can also enhance net primary productivity and biodiversity.
And just a way to clarify here, enhance usually refers to things that already exist and them getting better rather than adding something that didn't exist before. And again, that's to enhance. Our next word is to diminish. This means to become or make something smaller or weaker. For example, the world's resources are rapidly diminishing.
Another example, the technical and economic demands of the healthcare system do not diminish the need for crucial relational care.
In the future, the danger of mistaken or unauthorized use or the exploitation of nuclear weapons by terrorists is likely to grow rather than diminish.
So that's our word to diminish, also used in forms such as diminishing and so on.
Our final word is to restore. To restore means to bring back a situation or feeling that existed prior.
An example would be the measures are intended to restore public confidence in the economy.
Or the major objective which still preoccupies Russian minds is how to restore the country's ability to be a major independent center of influence.
Third one, the goal of Dada was to restore the balance between reason and unreason lost in modernity due to the dominance of rationality. Well, some common collocations of restore include to restore order, such as a peacekeeping force, maybe heading off to some African nation, to restore the status quo.
You can restore relationship, restore ties, trade with a country that previously had different trade relations with.
So it has a strong meaning that once upon a time we had this status quo, and then it was taken away, and now we're returning to it.
Again, that's to restore. Now you'll hear Jonathan reading our sample text, but slower this time.
Although the scale of global climate change clearly requires dramatic action to restore the health of the environment, there are very few feasible quick-win policies that might have a real impact. National or international agreement on policies that could halt or reverse the trend of climate change has become increasingly difficult in recent years. In order to adapt to this barrier, many policy solutions have transitioned from the national level to the individual level, focusing on short-term actions such as tree planting, organic food, home energy use, and public transportation use. These ideas encourage individuals to participate in sustainable development by enhancing their local environment. By themselves, these actions cannot hope to diminish the effects of global climate change. However, it is likely that a groundswell of support for environmental activity will eventually help a worldwide shift away from short-term thinking and inspire elected officials to pursue broad, effective policies on climate change.
Now you'll hear our words again for review.
Transition from or to transition to?
To shift away from.
To adjust to.
Increasingly difficult.
To adapt to.
Sustainable.
To enhance.
To diminish.
To restore.
Now to test your memory, here's some questions about the words. How would you describe changing something slightly? To adjust.
Another one would be, how would you describe how it can be for young people today as compared with young people in generations past? Life could be considered increasingly difficult.
How would you describe bringing back a former situation? To restore. Thank you for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast.
Brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. I'm Jonathan Harmon, and I'm from New Zealand.
And I'm Imani Berg, and I'm from the U.S.
We hope that you haven't found this to be too exceedingly difficult and that you've been able to adapt to this transition from perhaps a lack of clarity to a reasonable degree of clarity, which we hope will diminish your lack of understanding and either restore you to former levels or even enhance your level of English.
Hey, nice job. Wow. I'm impressed. You can find a PDF of today's lesson and all the vocabulary words at academics.hse.ru/podcasts, and you can find us on iTunes.